This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
Black Wall Street Today is brought to you by Black Brand, Hampton Roads Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. So if you yourself are an entrepreneur, or you know an entrepreneur, or even an aspiring entrepreneur who is looking for resources, knowledge, and a community of progress-oriented individuals who are also entrepreneurs, it's your duty to send them over to www.blackbrand.biz. There, they will find that community, they will find those resources, and they will fill those knowledge gaps to take their business to the next level. Again, that's blackbrand.biz. And right now, we have a free 30-day trial membership that will not only give you access to all of our events during that 30 days, but also an online platform that will show you how to start a business, who to speak to in your cities to make sure that you're set up legitimately, and how to start growing that business. All that at no cost if you go to blackbrand.biz right now. Now, on Black Wall Street Today, we are always interviewing the most creative, the most hardworking, and the most innovative Black entrepreneurs in Hampton Roads, and today is absolutely no different. In front of me, I have the one and only Mr. James Young, president and founder of JYE Wealth Advisors. Now, James is the founder and president of two companies, JYE Financial and Accounting Solutions, and JYE Wealth Advisors. James has worked in the field of finance and accounting for over 20 years. James is a certified public accountant, CPA, get one on your team, with experience in both large and small public accounting firms in New York City and locally, as well as 17 years working for a major asset management company. James's experience includes managing a small CPA firm he started and working as a former assistant manager at several McDonald's locations. He recently served as a vice president of accounting and tax services and a financial advisor at CLP Financial Group. As a registered investment advisor representative and a licensed insurance agent, he is also able to assist you with your financial planning needs. James has been a licensed CPA since 2002 and holds the Chartered Financial Analyst designation and is recognized as a certified management accountant. That's CMA for those out there. James is also a veteran, having served in the United States Navy, both on active duty and in reserves for 8 years. He graduated from Norfolk State University, behold, with a Bachelor's of Science degree in accounting. He also has a Master's of Business Administration with a concentration in international business and a Master of Science in accounting degree from Old Dominion University. Out of a desire to give back to the community, James is also involved in the governance of various community organizations. James is the treasurer and member of the Board of Directors of the Virginia Housing and Community Development Corporation and NORA, the Network of Regional Advocacy. He is also on the Board of Directors of AB&B Federal Credit Union. In 2021, James was appointed by Governor Northam to the State Cemetery Board. As a family man, James is a married father of twins. He spends what free time he has with his family and pursuing his passions as a lifelong learner, constantly reading and adding to his collection of over 1,500 books. Wow, James, that is an impressive collection, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. Good to be here.
So it seems you've been here for a while. How long have you been here in Hampton Roads? Because I see ODU on the resume. I see NSU on the resume.
Yeah, I'm originally from New Jersey, but I came down here with the Navy when I was 18. I've been away a couple times for a year or two, maybe maybe five in total, but I've been down here since I was 18 years old.
Awesome. Now,
so that's about 35 years. I'm a little older than some people.
Well, I've actually been in Hampton Roads just a little bit longer, believe it or not. So for the people who are not financial experts, can you explain the difference between the CMA and the CPA? There's a lot of letters after your name, man.
Yeah, that's a good question, Brian. That's why there are so many different letters after my name, because they all bring about a different area of expertise and a different route to get there. Different experiences you have to have. So public accounting is basically when you're providing accounting services to the members of the public. So anybody can come to you and hire you to do work for them. In fact, you have to go out and get different people. You can also work for a private company or a corporation as a CPA, but generally that's what public accounting is. So when you become a certified public accountant, you go to the state, you take a test, an exam that's pretty rigorous. It's one of the more rigorous professional designations that there are. The failure rate is pretty high, which is how you usually measure those kind of things. And you have to prove that you have a certain amount of experience, and then you're approved by the state board of accountancy to operate as a CPA. You can provide services to the public and not be a CPA. There's just different things. Some things CPAs only can do. A management accountant, on the other hand, deals with pretty much accounting and reporting from employees of a company to the managers and owners of the company. So the focus is a little bit different. They don't usually go out and work for members of the public. They work for one employer.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So talk to us a little bit about JYE Wealth Advisors. I know you for your accounting solutions. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people in the entrepreneurial community know that you for that as well, helping both nonprofit and for-profit companies solve accounting issues, especially when it comes to dealing with taxes. Yep. How is JYE Wealth Advisors different? Are you solving a similar problem, or is this a different area for you?
It's definitely a different area. Before I go into that and answer your question directly, can I just talk a little bit about what Charter Financial Analyst is?
Please.
It kind of bears on the same thing.
You're listening to the Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham podcast. I'm the producer, Seiko Varner from Positive Vibes. So we would love for you to do a few things. Like this episode. You're going to like it anyway. Share this episode. It's worth sharing. And tell other people about the podcast. Sharing is caring. Let's all get wealthy.
So the Charter Financial Analyst, which is also known as a CFA, is similar in experience level, or maybe similar in prestige, as the CPA, except it's more related to financial advising for either individual companies or for the investing public. And so a lot of people have heard about CFPs, Certified Financial Planners, but they haven't heard necessarily about Charter Financial Analysts. Charter Financial Analysts go through a similar level. They actually have to take three exams. It took me 7 years to get through it.
Wow.
And I'm a pretty good test taker. It was actually harder than the CPA exam. But the CFA focuses on learning about investing, analyzing investments, credit, and things like that. And so that actually helped prepare me for starting JYE Wealth Advisors. That is what actually gives me the licensing to be able to do JYE Wealth Advisors. So what is JYE Wealth Advisors? JYE Wealth Advisors is all about financial planning and consulting, both for companies and for individuals. But the emphasis is more on individuals. However, any kind of financial planning and analysis we can work with. So JYE Wealth Advisors, we do insurance, life insurance, annuities, and long-term care insurance. And we also do investment management. Right. So if you have a certain amount of money, you can come in and engage us to manage that money, whether it be mutual funds, individual stocks, or whatever you have your money invested in. And we can help you decide what to invest that money in. We also do financial planning. So with the financial planning engagements, you come in, you pay a set fee in order to sit down with us, and then we become your fiduciary. So what does that mean? Because you're paying us a fixed fee, we 100% work for you. And because we have a wide range of licensing because we can do investments, we can do insurance, we can do all kinds of investment. Actually, we can just do planning. You come in, you pay us that fee, and then we work for you. We do what's in your best interest, which everyone says that they do. But if you think about it, if you're an insurance agent, all you do is insurance, and you come to me, well, what am I going to advise you to do? Get insurance, right? If I just do investment management, I'm going to advise you to get investment management. And a lot of providers that have that background, that they're what are called captive advisors, they truly believe that they're all, I hope, that they're offering you what's best for you, right? But at JYE Wealth Advisors, we do the plan for you, and then we can look at it, and we're getting compensated to do what's best for you, no matter what decision you decide to make. And so that means we're going to do what's in your best interest. If you don't need insurance, if you don't need an annuity, I'm not going to advise you to get an annuity, because I'm getting that fee to start with, but then also I truly can offer you whatever is in your best interest. Because no matter what your situation is, even if it's only advice and coaching, there's always something I can do for you. Some way I can help you start off. And that's an area where, you know, a lot of financial advisors, they can't help people. So let's say you're an individual and you don't have any money, you know, but you want to have some money. So what do you need more than anything else? You need advice. And so if you go to like a big name bank and you talk to a financial advisor, well, their job is to sell products. And so if you can't buy any products because you don't have any money, well, they're not going to want to do business with you. They're going to refer you to someone else, hopefully, right? Whereas with us, you come in, you talk with us, then we can actually give you the advice that you truly need to get started, which is what a lot of people in our community need. They just need some advice on how to get started.
So that's a wide range of people it seems like you're serving. You're serving those who are getting started in their financial journey, and then you're also managing those who already have various asset classes and investments. When you approach someone who is already in the market, already has a general plan, is there a general strategy that your firm believes in, or is it really based on the individual's risk tolerance, their individual goals, or is the goal just for everybody to grow their money, so generally we should go in one direction?
Yeah, so it is different for different people.
Okay.
And that's the benefit of planning. When you come in, the first thing we do is ask you about you. What's your situation? What are your goals? Where do you fall along the spectrum of both experience, assets that you may have now, what is your income, and also what is your comfort level? So your risk tolerance is very important. Risk tolerance comes in two different things. Is your ability to take risk and also your willingness to take risk. And we'll talk about that during the meeting. Some people have money, and so they have the ability to take risk. Some people have money, but they can't sleep at night if their money's at risk. There's actually a fact that a lot of us don't realize, if you're not in the business, that people who have a lot of money tend to sometimes invest very conservatively, especially if they inherited the money. Because if you think about it, if you already have all the money you need and you're just trying to pass it along to your heirs, why would you take a lot of risk with it? You know, if you have $1 billion just to throw out a huge number, you have enough money to live on. And so why risk losing that $1 billion? There's an interesting story that I actually read in the press some years ago about a gentleman in Italy who ran a winery that had been in operation for 400 years. The whole estate, actually, he inherited it from his ancestors. He said his major concern when he woke up every day was that he would be the person that messed it up. He said that actually made him behave very conservatively because he knew he had been blessed and had more than enough for himself to live on. And so his main concern was being conservative. And so he didn't have a very high risk tolerance. But for the people who come to us, that's one of the first things we have to get to know. And then our strategy is going to be based on what you need for your situation.
Gotcha. So do you have a target audience or market when it comes to this? Like who is listening today should reach out to you for wealth management, for wealth advisory services?
That's a very good question. And some advisors do have a very strict, what they call a niche. We don't have a niche. And that's one of the reasons why I started JYE, so that I can serve people who need help. Now, obviously, you have to be able to pay for that help, and you have to be willing to pay for that help. And there's some people who aren't willing to do that. They're price sensitive, or they think that it's not worth the value. I can't help you if you're not going to compensate me, right? We have to get paid as well, just like you have to get paid when you go to work. Mm-hmm. But if you, let's say you have very little money, and all you want to know is how can I work with what I have, you can pay a fee. There's a fee that's different for you than a fee that's for someone who needs investment management. They have a wide plan that they need. So there's different fees for different fee levels. Well, how can we do that? We can do that because, one, my licensure gives me the ability to help people and meet them where they are. Mm. Whereas, again, if you're a captive person and you have just one thing that you can basically sell to people, that's what we're all doing, then, you have to sell that thing. And so you can't sell an annuity, as an example. You can't sell an annuity to someone who doesn't have money to put into it, right? But for us, we can help advise you no matter where you are. And so right now, because we do have excess capacity, and now if we get down the line 10, 20 years from now, we don't have excess capacity, then we may not be able to do that. And we'll have to pick and choose, pick a niche. But for right now, anybody that's in our community and needs help, we're able to help them. And as we move along, we'll bring on more resources to help different people, new experts that maybe are experiencing just one thing that we can use to help different aspects of the community. Mm.
So during this interview, I'm going to be asking you some strictly financial advice information and information from an accounting expert's perspective. But before we jump into the deep end, let's stay right here in the shallow end and talk to the listener right now who has never paid for financial management, who has never paid for financial advisory services in their life. They don't see the value of it. He's just like, look, man, I make $20 an hour. I know the reason that I feel broke. It's because I don't make enough money. I don't need to pay someone to tell me that. If we're talking to that person right there who just doesn't see the value in financial advisory services, what would we say to that person?
I would say, I'm not going to use the word broke, but if you have limited resources and limited income, you need some financial advisory. Mm. Now, there is a limit to what you would be wise to pay for it, right? That's true. However, the people who have limited resources, a lot of times, they're the ones who have to, that where planning is more important. Mm-hmm. If we talk about the example, again, that person has $1 billion. If he makes a mistake from lack of knowledge or, just lack of planning, then, he's got $1 billion. So he goes down to 500 million, right? But if you're a person who's living paycheck to paycheck, you're making, $40,000, $50,000, something like that. Well, when you get to be older, then the missed opportunities, the mistakes that you've made from not knowing, or maybe you've actively just made a mistake, then those are going to be more impactful to you. I have people all the time that come to me from the tax aspect of it who, if I would have talked to them 10 years from now or 10 years before, I could have been able to help them. But they come to me when they're 59, they're 60, 62. I want to retire next year. And, they don't have a lot of resources. Then I can't really do a lot for you at that point. I can still give you what advice I can give you. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, sometimes I'm just be blunt. Sometimes that advice is to keep working. Mm. Right. Where if you would have came in 10, 20 years earlier, then maybe we would have been able to give you some plan to help you along and maybe point out some things you could be doing differently to better prepare for your goals. Just because you have no money doesn't mean you don't have goals. Mm. Right. And you just sometimes need a little nudge in order. Because if you think about it, a lot of people, and this is especially in our community, somehow our parents and grandparents were able to survive. They were able to retire. Sometimes they weren't, but, they were able to save and things like that. One of the things I get a lot of times from people is I didn't know. Nobody ever told me and things like that. Well, this is your opportunity to come in and be told. So if you don't take advantage of that, you're not going to know. You gotta invest some money sometimes. You gotta invest some time. And it doesn't have to be a lot of money, right? It could be a quick 1 or 2 hour consultation, which most people can't afford. You come in and we'll meet you where you are, find out what you're missing, what you're not missing, where are you in life, and then we can give you some things. Sometimes it's advice, sometimes it's read this, read that. You get in our newsletter. We have a newsletter. Maybe our newsletter will help you. Our newsletter is free. You don't have to pay for that. You just have to accept the invitation when we send it to you. Mm. And that'll teach you some things. Hey, maybe you need to read this. Maybe just do that. Think about this. And so everybody can get something from me. I talk to a lot of people. And that's one of really the, the best benefits since I've been doing the financial advising and the taxes for the public. I've met so many people at different points in life, younger people, older people, rich people, not so rich people. And I always get something from the conversation, and hopefully I can always add something to the conversation. And so I would say it's worth talking to me. I tell my kids all the time, you know, they're lucky because they get to talk to me for free because people pay to hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I like to think it's worth something, no matter where you are in life.
Wow. So the points that I hope you guys took away from that was, one, just because you have limited resources doesn't mean you don't have goals. And two, those with limited financial resources, well, those are the folks that need financial advising and financial planning the most. Because a mistake for folks with limited financial resources can be a critical error, whereas those with excess will just continue going after their mistake. So if you've already had financial planning and you've seemed to go away from that, or if you've never had financial planning, financial advisory in your life, now is the time to start considering it. And how can they reach out and contact you so that they can change their lives and perhaps the direction of their entire family?
Right. You can reach me a couple different ways. You can email me at info@jyewealthadvisors.com. You can go to my website, which is www.jyefinancialsolutions.com. And then you can always call me, 757-236-4546. Now, I'm going to be honest, the inbox, because that is my business number, the inbox fills up. And sometimes I'm not that quick in, you know, going through all the voicemails and clearing them, I should say. So the best way would probably be to either go to my website, which there is a form on my website where you can reach out through the website, but then email is also a very good way to reach me. Probably the best way is through email.
So email being the best way, that is info@jyewealthadvisors.com.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, now let's get into some financial stuff.
Okay.
Talk to us about the tax pre-check and how that can help folks save their financial year.
Sure. So your taxes that you're going to complete next year are based on your 2023 information.
Yeah.
Right? So there's still time to make some changes. There are some things you can actually do till April 15th, something, or until you file your tax return. Some things you have to get done by December 31st. Well, again, you don't know what those things necessarily are unless you've sat down and thought about some planning. And so what we offer is we offer what we call tax pre-check. You can come into us the last few remaining weeks of December, and we can do a quick estimate of where you might be tax-wise, and then we can give you some advice on what you might still be able to do to save your situation. I shouldn't say save your situation, but to save some money. Sometimes when it's saving money, it's just saving penalties and interest. Sometimes it's actually being able to save on your taxes. Now, everybody that goes through this process, sometimes we can't change anything. It may be too late, or maybe you just don't have a lot of opportunities, because a lot of tax planning opportunities come from different things you have going on in your situation, your life style, your tax situation, things like that. And so if you don't have a lot of things, sometimes there's nothing we can do. But for some people, we can give you some meaningful advice. And so you come in, you sit down with us, there's a fee attached to that. And then you can get some, you tell us where you are, we do a quick estimate, and then we can give you what advice that we can.
That's incredible. So let's talk about taxes in general, especially when it comes to entrepreneurships, because there are a lot of entrepreneurs that are listening to this show right now. What are entrepreneurs not doing that you see most often in the market? What are entrepreneurs not doing in the way of preparing for taxes? And what are entrepreneurs not doing in the way of preparing for wealth building?
Sure. For as far as taxes go, there's two big things that a lot of entrepreneurs, especially when they're first starting out, are missing. The first one is paying estimates. So as you progress throughout the year, you're supposed to pay a proportionate amount of the taxes that you have to pay, right? A lot of entrepreneurs that are new, they're not familiar with the concept of self-employment taxes. And so self-employment taxes, it's when they're Social Security taxes, basically. When you have a job, you pay Social Security taxes. Your employer takes it out of your check. It's about roughly 7%. What a lot of people don't know is your employer also pays an equal amount to Social Security Administration. And so when you become self-employed, you now have to pay both pieces of that tax. And so that's a 14% tax on top of your income taxes. And so if you're in the 20% income tax bracket and you have to pay the self-employment tax of 14%, that means almost a third of your income is going to the IRS.
Wow.
So because they fail to pay that as they go through the year, when they come in, they do their tax return. First off, a lot of them don't know how much money they've actually made, because a lot of times it doesn't seem like you're making a lot of money because you're just paying your bills. You know, you don't have like $100,000 sitting in your bank account, right? So it doesn't seem like you're making that much money. But then when you sit down, you get the number, and then you find out what your tax bill is. A lot of them are shocked by how much they have to pay in taxes, and they don't have the money to pay it. And so now not only do you have a large tax bill, but you also have to pay penalties and interest on top of that. You have to get a payment plan, which makes it extend out for months or sometimes even years. And so that puts you in the hole.
Yeah.
So you just worked your butt off all year long and you think you're doing well, and bam, now you're in the hole $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. So that's the first thing that a lot of entrepreneurs do wrong. It takes discipline to do that. That's why they have the whole withholding system in the first place. Because most people, if you think about it, if you're just living paycheck to paycheck, are you going to be able to pay your tax bill at the end of the year? No.
Absolutely not.
But they give entrepreneurs a little break. You only have to do it quarterly. The second thing a lot of entrepreneurs fail to do is keep good records. Right? And so then when it comes time to do your taxes, you want to have as many deductions as you can. But if you haven't tracked those things, then according to IRS rules, you can't use them. You can't just come in and say, oh, I think I did this, I think I did that, and just make up numbers. You know, you can try that, and if it sounds reasonable, sometimes your tax preparer will allow you to use those numbers. But if the IRS actually audits you and asks you to document those things and you can't, which sometimes that audit is just a letter. You get a letter from them saying, hey, can you show us documentation for XYZ? Mileage is a good one. Show us your mileage log. And, oh, I didn't really track my mileage. You know, then you can't use it. You know, so they lose out on deduction sometimes because of that. As far as wealth planning goes and building wealth, because that's an important issue, right? You have to, it's an age-old saying, pay yourself first. You have to plan to build wealth. It usually doesn't just happen, because a phenomenon exists. As you make more money, you spend more money. It's lifestyle expansion. Right. You go from living in a house that, you know, you've been paying $800 for. Now, hey, I can pay a $1,500 mortgage. So you go out and you get a bigger house. And now you got a new 30-year loan. Well, that's OK. Or you get a fancy car, more car than you need. A lot of people, I see it all the time, you know, get a lot more car than they need. I'm not a car guy. I don't, you know, see the value in getting a $67,000 car. That's me.
Yeah.
You know, we make our own priorities. But, you know, before you make those purchases, you need to have a plan of how much you're trying to save for yourself. What is your saving goal? So first you set the goal, and then you come up with a plan to do it. And that's where planning can be important. But a lot of times entrepreneurs just get automatically into that lifestyle expansion. If you think about athletes, we all know examples of athletes that are making millions of dollars, and then we hear 10 years down the road they're broke. Why is that? Failure to plan and failure to take responsibility for their goals long term. We all know we're not going to make, well, all athletes know they're not going to make millions of dollars every year for the rest of their life. They know even if they get a regular size career, that eventually the career is going to end. And they need to plan for that. It's no different for entrepreneurs. Sometimes we have good years, sometimes we have bad years. And so you need to know when you have a good year that you put something aside. For when you have a bad year, put something aside for the future. We will all, unless you just drop dead one day, we'll all get to the point where we want to retire and stop working so much, and we need to save for that. So you need to take responsibility and proactively do it. And a lot of times entrepreneurs fail to do that. It's not that they never want to do it. They just assume, like so many of us, that, oh, I'll worry about it later. You know, I'm not ready to retire for another 20, 30 years. So I'll worry about it then. That is a huge mistake, and it will make a huge difference in your lifestyle when you retire. Maybe you'll be okay, but you could have been a lot better. There's actually a rule. You should start saving for retirement as soon as you start working. That's just reality. You know, and then do your best to save. You may not be able to save $1 million, you know, during your first years when you're young, but as soon as you start working, you should be saving for retirement.
Wow. he's given us a lot to think about. So if you are feeling possibly overwhelmed by the financial landscape, by the wilderness that is the modern American society, then it's likely that you need an advisor, that you need an expert who can see through the jungle to the years ahead. Because what you don't want is to be at retirement age and then start thinking about retirement. And what you don't want is the next generation asking, how did you set us up? And you have no response. So,
you know, let me just jump in real fast. I've been involved in a few funeral situations, both personally and also people that I've just talked to. Like I said, I've talked to so many people. I've talked to like probably 1,000 people over the last 4 years. And the funeral thing comes up a lot of times where somebody passes away and all the heirs want to know what they're going to get. Truth is, sometimes there's nothing to get and they're surprised. How did this person work 40 years for the government and they got nothing? So that's something that, you know, that's a failure to plan a lot of times, you know.
So let's avoid that as a community and reach out to info@jyewealthadvisors.com. Thank you for joining us today, James.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And if you're out there listening, whether you're an entrepreneur or you are in your career, start planning today. info@jyewealthadvisors.com. We'll see you here next Sunday, 10:30 a.m. on Hot 91, the Soul of EA, for another episode of Black Wall Street Today.
This episode was brought to you by Positive Vibes Consulting. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. If you're a business owner and the bank said no, we may have a solution for you. Let's have a conversation. If you're a nonprofit organization, let's strategize and find ways for you to have continuous income while you're searching for donations and pursuing grants. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. A proud member of Black Brand.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black. Black.